受公审。
今天有很多问题，所以有些问题可能要答得比较简单一点。假设我们有时间的话，我们可能再回来再比较深刻一点讨论一些问题。所以我现在就把这个问题先念一下，然后就请焦牧师替我们回答。第一个问题是讲到请你解释一下预定论。若有人说神已预定我不能得救，所以我不要相信神，我们该怎么样回答他呢？The first question is about predestination. If someone should say because God had already predestined that I should not be saved, so I do not want to believe in God, how should we answer him?
这一句话本身已经有一个毛病。
There's a flaw in this, this sentence.
怎么知道神已经预定你不得救？
How can you know that God has predestined you not to be saved?
如果神的事你都知道了，我相信他这人就有神那样的智慧。
If you know everything that God knows, then you must have the same wisdom as God.
那当然我们可以说，既然神预定人得救，为什么还要传福音呢？反正他都要得救。
On the other hand, if we say, if God knows who is going to be saved, why should we preach the gospel?
我们有这个问题是由于用我们的眼光去了解神的事。
The reason that we have this problem is because we're looking at God's, at the things of God through our own eyes.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans 8.
罗马书第八章第二十八节到第二十九节。
Romans 8:28-29.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来。好，就念这里。
We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
那么这里讲到神预知是在预定之前。
Here it says that God foreknew before he predestined.
所以从这里就发现我们的了解是有受时间的限制。
So here, from here we know that our understanding is limited by time.
那我们对神的知道是不受时间限制。
God, however, is not limited by time.
所以我们人呢是活在这个时间和空间的一个某一个范围之内。
We live in the within the restriction of time and space.
那神呢，其实活在一个没有时间、没有空间限制的范围的里面。
But God exists, in a space without any limitation.
所以我们所看见的，就是在某一个地方、某一个时间所发生的事。
So we can only see something that happens at a certain time at a certain place.
但是在神看起来，整个历史、整个宇宙是一目了然。
But in God's eyes, everything is clear to Him. The entire history of the world and the entire universe.
我只要举一个比方，我想我们就能了解。
We can explain this by one example.
比如说，我们看那个游行队伍。
When we looking at a parade,
那我们在门口看，只看见这门口过去的人。
If we stand in the door, we only see those passing by our door.
但是那个坐这个直升机的人在上面看，整个的游行从头看到尾了。
But if somebody is up In a helicopter, he can see the entire parade.
所以我们不知道后面有什么要游过来，前面游过去的人不知道到哪里去。
So we would probably wouldn't know who will be coming at the end, and we wouldn't know those who had gone, where would they be going to?
但是在这直升机上看起来呢，这里那里的人都是一样的，他知道这要到哪里去，那里是从哪里来。
But those who are at about the helicopter, he knows everything. And the entire parade is in front of him, where they're coming from, where they're going to.
所以我们说我们圣经里头有另外一个讲到人得救的条件是人自己要负责任的。
But in the Bible, there's another condition for a person to be saved.
就是人有他自由的意志的拣选。
And that is, a person has a freedom of choice.
这是一个非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以如果要劝这样的人，还是劝他，你只管相信。
So if we are talking to such a person, we ought to counsel him that he should believe.
你就是神预定你不得救，你信你还是会得救的。
Even if God should predestine you not to be saved, if you believe, you will be saved.
这个问题是讲第二问题，为何主日是一周的第一日，而且安息日会为何以星期六为主日，即是一周之末了一日？神创造天地，最后在休息，这样不应是末了的一日吗？The question here says, why Lord's Day is the first day of the week? And it's related that the Seventh-day Adventists, why their Lord's Day is a Saturday, in other words, the end of the week. When God created heaven and earth, he rested at the end.So, in this case, shouldn't be the Lord's Day shouldn't be the last day?
记得有一天我们讲到这个主日聚会的事已经讲过了。
I remember we have already touched upon this question one time.
安息日是神为犹太人作为选民所有的旧约时代的安排。
Sabbath is arranged by God at the beginning for when He created people.
那么主日是一个新造的开始。
The Lord's Day is the beginning of a new creation.
那神的儿子为我们成就了救恩。
God's Son has accomplished salvation for us.
在七日的第一日从死里复活。
He was resurrected on the first day of the week.
所以我们在那一天蒙救恩的人在以那一天为纪念的日子，一个赞美的日子，让我们在他里面罪得的释放。
So on that day, those of us who are saved, we use it as a day of prayer, a day of praise, and a day of celebration.
我们因此看见在新约时代的教会常是在主日，就是七日的第一日聚会。
So we see that during the New Testament church, the period of the New Testament church, they often meet on the first day of the week. Solomon did not know God. So how do we explain Song of Solomon? Isn't that a love song to God?教牧师提过说所罗门并不认识神，但是我们怎么样解释这个雅歌这本书，在圣经里面雅歌这本书那个不是一个对神的这个一个爱歌吗？
是这样，这个所罗门他是知道神，但在了年轻的时代，这个神与他的生活上他没有把它联系起来。
Solomon even knew God, but during his youth, he did not relate God to his own life.
那么至于这个雅歌书， 是他啊，很多解经家说都是在他晚年悔改以后所写的一本书。
The Songs of Solomon, according to the biblical scholars, was a book that was written during his last years, after he had repented.
那你知道这个传道书就是他悔改所写的一本见证书。
传道书什么？
Ecclesiastes
is a book that he had written after he had repented. 你昨天引用马太福音，这两个问题是一连贯的。你昨天引用马太福音第七章二十二节说：“主赐下的恩赐后，不再后悔收回，并且说这并且问一个问题说这些人是否得救？到底这些人这个答案是什么？” Can you我先翻译这一下。You have quoted Matthew chapter 7:22, saying that when God gives a gift, he's never regretted and take it back. And you also ask whether these people were saved. What is the answer to this?This is a related question. Can you explain the point? Gifts given by God are not removed. What biblical reference is there? 你能不能解释一下神所赐的恩赐他不再收回在圣经的这个在什么地方是这样记载、
yeah. 好，我们现在来看这个马太福音第七章。
Let's look at Matthew 7.
马太福音第七章二十二节。
Matthew 7, verse 22.
当那日必有许多的人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”我就明明地告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
Verse 22. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.
这些人都是可以说很有能力的传道人或者是信徒。
These people can be said to be very powerful.Preachers or believers.
那能够奉主的名讲道，与人悔改，那鬼也赶得出去，还有很多的异能行出来。
Because they can prophesy in God's name and can even cast out demons and do many mighty works.
我们晓得这不是一个不信主的人能够办得到的事。
We know that this is not something that an unbeliever could do.
我记得已经讲过，如果你不信主啊，鬼不怕你，并且要打你。
I've said before that if you do not believe, if you do not believe in the Lord, the devil is not going to be afraid of you. In fact, he's going to beat you up.
那但是这些人呢，因为他们有恩赐啊，那他信主有恩赐，却不遵行神的话语。
But these people, even though they believe in God and they have gifts, but they do not obey God's words.
所以呢，神啊，主耶稣这样说，将来呢，这种人要被把他的一种错误把它分别出来。
So Lord Jesus says, for these people, at the end, their errors will be pointed out.
那今天呢，人家看不出他的假，看不出他与主的关系到底怎样。
Today, people cannot tell whether they are true or false, or what their relationship with Christ is.
但是那一天呢，主要把它分别出来。
But there, at that day, God will separate them out.
这个所谓不认识的意思，是指说不满意他的意思，含有这个意思在里头。
When he says here, "I never knew you," it has the meaning that he is not satisfied.With him.
所以保罗也有同样的了解。
So Paul has the same understanding.
我们读过这个哥林多前书第七九章二十七节。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
保罗他说：“我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。” 最后一节。
Paul says here, but I pummel my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
所以你不能说保罗他是一个不得救的人。
You can't say that Paul is not a lost one.
他甚至于可以与神的关系不好，也可以传很好的福音给别人听，让人得救。
So even if his relationship with God is not very good, he could still preach and lead others to Christ.
但是他知道将来神要把他分别出来。
But he knew that in the future, God would separate him out.
所以他在这个地方他一直要恐惧战惊的他自己与神的关系不好。
So here he is very careful about his own relationship with Lord.
他无论做什么工作，他不能忘记有一个目标，就讨主的喜悦，这是他向着标杆直跑。
So whatever he does, he has one goal, and that is to strive to please him.
刚刚这位姊妹问的这个 reference 我没有讲，这神的恩赐和选召没有后悔的。是在罗马书十一章二十九节。
Regarding that biblical reference, it's in Romans 11th chapter, verse 29.
要不要念呢？
不需要念，
不需要念。
Okay. So that's the reference, Romans 11th 29. Here's a question 呢，这有个问题：如果与教会中的弟兄姊妹有感情上的问题，大家见了面很是难过。可否因此而不去聚会呢？ Says if some brothers and sisters have some emotional problems, and when they pardon me,
love
problems, love problems, 感情 OK 不是爱情，他这个说是感情 ，love problems, all right.Maybe love problems. It's sort of embarrassed to meet each other in church. So for this reason, should we not go to church anymore?
那我个人呢，觉得一个基督徒遇到困难退缩，总不是一个上策。
I myself feel that when a Christian encounters some difficulty, if he just retreats, it's not the best way.
我不认为每一个人第一次谈恋爱都是成功的。
I don't believe that everybody who fell in love the first time is always successful.
那个个都是这样态度，这牧师没有信徒怎么办？
If everybody has the same attitude, then the pastors will lose all his members.
那当然，我不是意思说为牧师去做礼拜哈。
Of course, I'm not saying that you should go to church just because of the pastor.
为何这个好像互相之间有感情，慢慢发现不是神配合的，大家在族内分开，这是很自然的事，不是一个不正常的事情。
But if you have cultivated some relationship and then finally you find out it doesn't work out and it's not in the Lord's will, so you separate, it's not something that, you know, it's very earth-shaking.
所以我个人认为最好还是从这个经验里面学到神要我们学的功课。
So the best thing to do, perhaps, is to try to learn some lessons from this experience.
那更爱主，更谨慎，在那里寻求自己终身的伴侣。
Perhaps to be more loving God more and be more careful and in finding a life partner.
这是一个得胜，这是一个在神的面前呢，他所喜悦的一种方法。
This is to overcome the problem, and this is a way that will be pleasing to God.
但如果心里面实在是受不了，一看见那个人就难过的难以自禁。
But if it's really a very, very difficult problem that you cannot overcome, and whenever you see the other person, you cannot control yourself.
那么或者在一段时间在另外一个地方聚会， 啊，这是一个变通的办法。
Maybe for a short time that you go to another church, it may be a sort of a compromising solution.
我觉得这样的一个弟兄或者是姊妹，应该受到苏灵长者的关怀。
I believe such a brother or a sister should be a concern for the elders, spiritual elders of the church.
那让这些人常去安慰他、扶持他，以是来减少这一段情感受伤的日子。
So these people should comfort him and support him to shorten this period of sorrow.
使管婴孩已经试验成功，这与圣经有没有冲突的地方？
Test tube baby has been successful. Does this contradict Bible?
我个人认为啊，孩子生下来在神的心目之中是一个很重要的事。
I believe the birth of a child is very important in the eyes of God.
那是两个人的相爱所产生的一个见证。
It's a witness of two persons' love.
或者是让他们以后在爱的这个功课上学习的一个功课。
It may be a lesson for their love, ongoing lesson for their love.
那这个试管婴孩呢，却好像没有这种神所安排的过程产生出来的。
It seems like that test tube baby does not go through this process that God has designed.
我认为是一个不自然的办法。
I believe this is sort of an unnatural process.
按照圣经，我觉得我不赞成用这种方法生孩子。
According to the Bible, I don't believe this is the proper way.
但如果两个人都没有孩子，这是因为有些生理上的问题，所以我们两个人各拿自己的精虫或者卵子配合，成为自己一块骨肉，在地上有个纪念。
But if there is some physiological reasons that two persons cannot produce a child, and if you take the an egg and the sperm and create a child,
我觉得这有一点是会有一点这个封建思想。
This sort of an old-fashioned idea.
好像不孝有三，无后为大。
As if to say that if I don't have an heir, I can't honor my parents.
其实为什么不可以把我们这种爱的那些没有父母或者缺少父母爱的孩子领养他过来呢？
Why can't we use the same love to love someone who does not have parents?
那这是我个人看法，不晓得你们对认为是怎么样。
That is to adopt somebody. So this is my own viewpoint. I don't know how you feel about it.
Here, 这有两个问题是讲到约伯记是相同的问题。第一问题是神为了约伯一个人牺牲了十个人的性命，对那被利用来试验别人的人，就是神算是恩慈吗？Says that God, because of Job, sacrificed 10 persons. So to those who has been sacrificed in order to test Job, is God merciful?
我觉得这个牺牲这两个字用得不好。
I don't like the word sacrifice.
因为我们已经讲过，约伯十个儿子都是信主的。
I think I mentioned that all 10 of Job's children were believers.
他们立刻上天堂也算不好吗？
They went to heaven immediately. What's wrong with that?
你说姜牧师你讲的真是好轻松啊。
You say, Pastor, that sounds very flippant.
实际上，你要说要他的儿子活到几岁才满足呢
？Well, how long do you think that these children should live?
我们都知道，对一个有永生的人来说，这个地上不过是一个过程而已。
I think for those who have eternal life, our life on the world is only part of it.
我们千万不要以我们在地上年岁的多少来衡量神的祝福。
We shouldn't measure God's blessing according to how long we live on earth.
如果这样的话，世界上最受祝福的人是马土沙拉。
If this is the case, then the person who has the most blessing is Methuselah.
那么最好像被神咒诅的，那恐怕是谁呢
？Who is the one that's cursed by God？
那如果在这个创世纪第五章的家谱里面，寿命最短的就是以诺了。
Well, if you according to the genealogy in Genesis, that will be Enoch.
那因为他在那一群人里面寿命最短，实际上他是最好的人。
Because among that group, he lived the shortest, but yet he is the best person.
那是在这个约伯的十个儿女啊。真是在他将来人生的路上有什么事我们没有应该知道
As for the 10 children of Job what would have happened to them later on nobody would know
所以我们只能说神对于这十个孩子一定不会把他们作为造就约伯而做的一个牺牲品
So we can say that in God's intention he certainly would not use these 10As a sacrifice in order to test.
你看保罗他在离开世界的时候，他讲一句话，做我们对人生的看法一个很好的借鉴。
Paul said something when he was ready to leave the earth, and this has something that we should learn how we look at life's experience.
那在那里说，当跑的路跑尽了。
Where he says that the way that I should travel, I've already traveled.
他不是说我只要命活得好长，终于活过去了。
He didn't say, "Oh, my life is so long. Finally, I'm at the end."
是吧？神要他跑的，过的日子他都过了，这就是他认为最快乐的一件事。
The days that God wants him to live, he has already lived, and that he's very happy about it.
对不起，约伯的仆人是不是也是信
主的？约伯的仆人呐。圣经里没有说
他们也被杀了
对对对
被杀然后这仆人的妻子孩子是
也
跟着
走OK the question is what about the servants and their families of Job they were killed already also
那这个问题就可以从两个角度来说
you can look at this in two ways
那一个角度我们就假设他这些仆人啊都是在约伯家里家庭礼拜都信了主
let's first of all assume that all of these were saved in the family worship of those of Job
那么这个问题跟儿子是属于同一列是没有问题了
So they would belong to the same group as the 10 children.
那如果他不是信主的话呢
Suppose they were not believers.
我们都晓得这是在撒旦的权势之下
And we know that they are under the power of sin.
这是于世界上今天我们是看见很多这些魔鬼兴风作浪的事是属于同列
Then that would be the same thing as happening today where devil has stirred up a lot of problems.
所以这个死亡的这个权柄，那对于这些人来讲，仍然是在撒旦的手中。
So the whether these people should live or die, is within the power of sin.
这是一个悲惨的事实，我们需要常常要把它借着福音把它打破的。
This is a sad fact that we need to look at.Through the gospel.
What? The Ten Commandments, the last one, if you respect your parents, God will let you live longer.
Okay. 在这个
这又有一个问题出来，再说是在实践里面，说是如果你孝敬父母，你的年日会长久，这有什么意思？
这个如果我们看见这个应许啊，首先是在犹太人身上，这是有另外一方面含义。
First of all, we see that this promise in for the Jews, there's another meaning.
意思是说，你要孝敬父母，神说我要使你在你所寄居之地日子长久。
It says that if you honor your father and mother, you will be able to live in where you are living now.
换句话讲，就是他可以在应许之地啊，而一个蒙神保守，日子长久。
It means that at the promised land, God will protect you and you can live long.
那么对于我们来说，这还是一条可以应用的应许。
Even for us, this is a promise that's applicable to us.
所以这是使我们得以得长寿啊，在我们的生命得以长久，这指着我们生命实际的那个内容而言的。
Well, so the long life could mean that a more abundant life is the quality of the life.
我们常说这个无智空长百岁，没有智慧的人长一百岁也没有用。
So if you don't, we often say if you are dumb, it's no use for you to live 100 years.
那你看见一个人那个真孝敬父母，他的日子浪费的，这个放荡的比较少。
So you see that for those who honor their parents, their days are normally not just wandered away.
那但是对于一个信主的人来讲呢，他这个时间他孝敬父母，他的时间就过得很有意义，很有价值。
So for those who believe in God, when they honor their parents,Their time are spent very meaningfully.
所以我们千万不要以这个好像这表面的数字来衡量啊。那么这样子的话，我们总会有一个结论，就说这人活得命短呢，一定是不孝敬父母。
So we should never use just pure number to measure someone's blessing. Lest that we say someone die young, that he's not honoring his parents.
我们只能说，如果他不孝敬父母啊。本来他可以活到70岁，结果只活到60岁。
So all we can say that if he should not honor his parents, maybe he would only live 60 years, whereas he is destined to live 70. 请问《约伯记》第36章21节如何解释《约伯记》第36章？约伯记36章21节。Please explain Job 36:21.
这一节圣经是这么说：你要，这是以利户讲的话，你要谨慎，不可看重罪孽，因为你选择罪孽，过于选择苦难。
These are the words of Elihu. Take heed, do not turn to iniquity.For this, you have chosen rather than affliction.
那我们要解释一节圣经，我们需要把它上下文仔细看，就能了解它的真意。
In order for us to understand its true meaning, we need to read a verse in its context.
我们知道以利户好几次对约伯不满意，就是他受苦胡言乱语。
We see that Elihu was dissatisfied with Job several times because he feel that Job was impatient in his suffering.
那么他讲的话，如果是一些诉苦的话，这没有错。但是他讲一些不受约束的话，这个是以利户所不满意的。
If Job utters some complaints, that's understandable. But if he lost control, Elihu feel that he should not be.
所以他这一段话的意思是说，虽然我不能肯定你受苦是因为你犯罪。
So what he means here is that although I cannot be sure that Your suffering is because of your sin.
但是我很为你担心，你受苦促使你去犯罪。
But I'm worried that your suffering may cause you to sin.
所以他说你要小心。
So you be careful.
这个话是非常对的。
This is very true. 这有两个问题是相关联的，所以我把它一块念了，我们一块答。罪从一人而来，也从一人而去。请问，现今一个非基督徒有没有原罪？有，或是没有？并不是为此争论，而是准备回答穆道友的问题。第二个问题在这儿是既然接受基督为主之后，我们都是新造的人，既然老我已与基督同钉在十字架上死了，为什么我们得救的人常常老我复活，受到引诱而做出不荣耀主的事情？Two questions here are related, so they're going to be answered together. First of all, sin came from one man and also is taken away through one man. The question is, do non-believers have original sin? Is the answer yes or no? I don't want to start an argument here. This is just to help me to answer people who are unbelievers. Yeah. This other one here says, so if a person accepted Christ, he's a new creation. And if the old self, our flesh, is crucified with Christ on the cross, how come those of us who are saved often have our old self resurrected? And so we're tempted to act, to do things which do not glorify God.
那首先我们讲到，不但是没有信主的人有原罪，信主的人还有原罪，这样没有什么两样。
First, I want to say that not only the unbelievers have original sin, even the believers still have original sin. There's no difference.
那么我们每一个人亚当生下来的各个人的原罪都是有的。
All those descendants of Adam have original sin.
那么至于讲到我们这个老我，可以说是原罪所控制的那个旧我，那是不是已经死掉了呢？
So when we talk about the our old self, the one that's controlled by the original sin, is it dead?
那这是我们要从这个圣经里面死到底是什么意思才能够加以了解的。
This we need to look at the Bible and see how the word death means.
死我们常以为是一种消灭，实际上不是如此。
When we talk about death, we say it's destroy. It's not always this way.
乃是与神隔绝的意思。
It means the separation between God.
那是与那个真实的神的生命断绝了关系的意思。
It means that the life is separated from God.
那你看，亚当，在伊甸乐园的时候，神曾经吩咐他不可吃分得善恶树的果子。
You remember in the Garden of Eden, God commanded Adam and Eve not to eat that forbidden fruit.
你吃的日子一定死。
So the day you eat it, you will die.
那么亚当吃的那一日有没有死呢？
But Adam ate it. Did he die that day?
有没有死啊？
Did he?
没有死的，神的话就不算数了。
He didn't. So God's word is no good.
神说你吃的日子一定死，是那日子一定死。你怎么说没有死了？把神的话改掉。
God says that the day you eat it, you must die. And so how can you say we change God's word?
到底死了没有呢？
Did he die?
不敢说了。
肉体没有死。
肉体没有死。
the flesh then die.
那么好像你看后面说到亚当活到930岁就死了，后来活那么长久，我们有一半都不错了哈。
But later on, it says Adam lived until 930 years and died.
那你晓得，这是我们对于圣经死的这个观念不认识的原因。
Well, this is because we do not understand completely the concept of death.
用一个比方就能解释这个问题。
We can use an example.
比如说，这里一棵树。
So here's a tree.
上面有很多的枝子，有很多的这个花在上面。
There are many branches and flowers.
那么我们把这一棵树的枝子斩下来一枝。
Let's cut off a branch.
我们把它放在花瓶里。
Stick it in a flower pot.
请问你那一枝花它有没有死？
Is that flower dead?
有没有死啊？死了，就是死了。
It's dead.
虽然它一时还是像个活的样子。
Although it looks like temporarily still alive.
跟在树上没有两样。
It's not very different than it's on the tree.
你慢慢看好了。
But you wait.
过几天花瓣枯萎了。
After a few days, the flowers will wither.
叶子也黄了。
And it's dead, we throw it away.
我们好多时候来不知道我们已经在死中了。
Very often we don't know that we are already dead.
与主已经隔绝了，已经在死里头。
We have been separated from the Lord and we are already dead.
但是我们不觉得就是了。
But we don't feel it.
后来慢发现头发开始白了。
And we notice that our hairs become gray.
慢慢的我的好多叶子也掉了，这个空下来。
Gradually, my leaves fallen away too.
到后来呢，皮也皱了，骨头也枯了。哎呀，死了，死了，其实死透了。
And finally, the skins wrinkle and the bones dry.
到那个时候，我们才说死了，实际上早已经死在里头。
Well, at that time we say it's dead, although already we're long dead.
是没有一个人例外的，都在这个里头的。
You know, everybody's like that. Everybody's in the same condition.
那我们信主之后，我们还是有这一个必死的身体，那个老我在那里。
So even after we believe, we still have this body of death, which is our old self is still there.
所以它还是有它的活动的余地，一直到毁灭的时候，一直到它这个就这个身体埋葬的时候。
So it still functions and it's still active until at the end when we die and we're buried.
那很感谢神呢，这个里面神给我们一个新的生命。
But we thank the Lord because within us God gives us a new life.
那就是那个是我们的那里头那个灵再活过来。
So God quickened our spirit.
那是我们里头有一个新造的人在这里头，借着身体来显露他的活动。
So we have a new creation within us, which is manifested through our body.
那这就是哥林多后书4:16所说的。
And this is where what it says at the Second Corinthians chapter 4:16.
那里说我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day.
这里翻译成这个 nature 实际上是 outer man 跟 inner man， 就是外面的人跟里面的人。
Here the translation is nature. The actual original word should be outer man and inner man.
你知道，外面的人就是这个身体，里面的人就是主给我们新造的。这个生命
Our outer man is our body. Our inner man is the new creation that God has given us.
所以一个人信主要追求属灵的生命，原因就在这里。
So a person who believes in God should seek after spiritual life.
信徒是否应当把他的十一奉献全部放在他所属的教会里？若他有心支持其他团体，如 Billy Graham、中信及其他团体，他应当怎样分配他的奉献金钱 ？Question is, the believers should he put
should he give all of his tithing to the church he belongs? If he also like to support other organizations like Billy Graham's, the Chinese Christian Mission and others, how should he apportion his offerings?
我个人认为，原则是我们应该每一个基督徒都有起码十分之一的奉献。
I believe in principle every Christian should have at least a tithe.
要寻求神的引导，怎么样把这奉献用在他的心意上。
We ought to pray for God's leading as to how we use this tithe.
这是一个蒙福的途径。
This is a way of blessing.
那至于是不是一定要放在自己的教会里头呢？
As to whether we should give all of this into one's church.
原则上是应该如此。
In principle, it should be so.
那不过如果因为看见本地的教会在物质金钱各方面都很丰富。
But however, if we feel that our local church is quite sufficient financially,
也没有什么特别好像一些活动还缺少金钱。
And there is no lacking in funds to support certain, the ministry.
而世界上有很多地方是急需要神的工作急需要金钱。
And yet there's, you sense the needs of the rest of the world where God's ministry requires support.
那他可以按照圣灵的感动来把他的金钱用在合适的地方。
Then this person can follow the leading of God and use his money accordingly.
那么但是对于一个教会的牧师长老执事而言呢？
But as for those who are in the leadership, has leadership responsibility in the church.
这一些人我觉得应该是在众圣徒的面前有一个好的榜样，他应该把他十分之一放在本教会。
I feel that these people should set an example for the other Christians in the church, so, and they should put all their tithe in the church.
如果他在别的地方还有感动，可以在十分之一以外再奉献。
If you feel led to give more, to give to other organization, then perhaps you should give over and above the tithe.
我们相信你给的越多，神给你的祝福也会越多。
I believe the more you give, the more blessings you shall receive. The question is there a biblical reference about this answer?
我这个圣经一时我找不出根据来，因为我们在这样聚会，那么当然这个是我们好像从神的带领一个人的这个过程里说，总是有本分。以至于扩展到外面去。
I can't quote you the biblical reference right now, but it seems to me that if we are worshiping in a certain church, then we should take care of the immediate needs first before we expand to other areas.
你好像我们传福音也是先从自己家做见证开始，是一样的道理。
Just like when we're preaching the gospel, we start from our own home and then expand outward.
在天堂里是否还有等级之分呢？为什么有人是与主同享荣耀，有些人是与主同作王，有些人只是仅仅得救，有些人却在外面哀哭泣齿？Are there classes in heaven? How come the certain people who share the glory of the Lord, others reign with Christ, and still others who are barely saved, and others who maybe even crying and gnashing their teeth outside.
那我想天堂里头没有等级的。
I believe there are no classes in heaven.
都是神的儿子。
All are God's son.
你不是神的儿子，进不了天堂。
If you are not a God's son, you cannot enter heaven.
那么这儿子对父亲还有什么等级之分呢？
So as between the son and the father, there's no class.
这是头等儿子，那二等儿子。
First class, second class son.
但是有不同的儿子倒是真的。
But there are different sons.
心上按照神的心意讲解呢，希望每一个儿子都得荣耀。
According to God's will, wish, He wishes that all should share His glory.
实际上啊，是我们做儿子的不要荣耀，神怎么能够给你荣耀呢？
But in fact, we who are sons sometimes do not want to share glory. So how can He give us to us?
我们来再读刚刚罗马书第八章。
Let's return to Romans 8.
29节30节。
Verse 29-30.
这就是神的心意。
This is God's will.
我们一起念29节30节。
Let's read together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。所以你看，神把每一个人招出来，要他最终的目的是个个得荣耀。
So you see here, when God calls, His ultimate goal is that everyone should be glorified.
但是这个过程是怎么样子的呢？
But what is the process?
就是要你在地上生命一天比一天更像他的儿子，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is that on earth, every day we should be more like Jesus, the Son.
因此将来我们这个能够做一个名实相符的人。
So, in future, we can be a man consistent in our works and our deeds.
这就是跟基督一同管理万有所不可少的一个基础。
This is the necessary basis in order for us to reign with Christ.
你想，神是不是许可这样的事发生呢？
Do you think God will allow such a thing to happen?
在地上啊。乱七八糟的过生活。
If you live rather loosely on the world,
将来上天堂还要得荣耀，还管理万有。
But at the end, when you get to heaven, you can enjoy the glory and share the glory and reign with reign over everything.
我想天使也不服气。
I don't believe the angels will tolerate that.
地狱的人也要造反。
Even the people in the hell would rebel.
他应该跟我一样，在这个地方能跑那边做宝座。
He should be here with me. How can he go up there and share the crown?
所以这个是不是神不给，是我们今天不追求的关系。
So this is not that God withheld from us. It's because we are not seeking after it.
没有等级，只有不同的儿子。
There's no class, but there are different in the sons. 下面这一些问题都是有关教会的问题，所以我们有好几个，这个是跟这个有关。伴侣软弱，但是本身追求，是否合欲之任？合欲任长职？是否合欲任其他重要圣工，如主席、组长之类？The question here is that if my partner, meaning a marriage partner, my mate, is somewhat weak, but I like to still, I'm seeking, so am I qualified to be an elder or a deacon, or maybe some other important ministry, like being the chairman,or the president of the group.
这个软弱这个词我不知道有很大的差别的啊，软弱到什么程度我不知道。
the word weak has a large latitude.
那我个人认为，如果软弱的程度是指着不跟他同心，还许可他去，这还是可以做的。
If I feel that if
the weakness is to the extent that she may, he or she may not be of one mind or one heart with him, but they are still tolerant of his doing so, then he can still do it.
他做时间呢，希望不要使他太太再软弱。
But,
更软弱。
Provided that in doing so will not further hamper the mate.
这个如果这个软弱是坚强的反对，我想这个是先要把家里面把它内乱平息比较好一点。
But if the weakness is to the point that one is against this, then perhaps he should settle the home problem first.
那譬如说我要到这里来，教师母在那边吵得要死，我也不能做工。
For instance, if Mrs. Chu should object to my coming here, then I can't come. 这两个问题是有关的时候，我就是问一个问题啊。教会是神的家，他会保守这个家。人用各样方法选出教会的同工，是因为害怕或者忧虑教会落在一个不忠心的管家手上。这个是否对神的信心不够呢？这是一个问题。另外一个问题就是说，就在新约里面，教会长老是使徒设立的，为什么现在没有了？ Question here is that the church is God's house.God's family, and he would preserve this family. When men use various methods to elect the elders of the church, it's because we're afraid that somehow the church would fallen into the hands of unfaithful stewards. Does this mean that we do not have sufficient faith in God? Also, in the New Testament,The elders of the church are ordained by the apostles. How come we are not doing that anymore?
头一个问题讲到教会是神的家，一切事情神负责任。那这个我们知道没有注意到人的本分。
When we say church is the home of Christ, home of God, a family of God, and God takes care of everything.This is because we neglected our own responsibility.
你看为什么这个圣经里头有教牧书信？
You know why in the Bible there are pastoral letters?
主要也是就是让这管理教会的人有些原则怎么来管理，而不是把责任都推在神身上。
This is because to provide certain principles for the elders to govern the church so thatWe don't shirk all responsibilities to God.
所以我们有责任怎么运用神给我们的原则来把神的家管理得好。
So we have a responsibility to apply these principles to govern God's family.
这个不是没有信心，这反而是有信心的一个行为。
This is not because we don't have enough faith. This is, in fact, an act of faith.
那么至于现在为什么没有长老案例这个使徒案例长老的事。
As to why we don't have apostles ordaining elders.
那实际上如果你了解使徒是什么就知道这不是一个没有的事情。
The question here is that our understanding about apostles.
那所谓这个使徒乃是说是指着神给他特殊使命可以供应众教会的一些侍奉主的人。
An apostle is a person who has a special mission, or has special responsibility where he can serve churches.
那因此现在有一些教会的长老是由一些侍奉主多年的传道人所安立的。
So some of the elders of our churches,are ordained by experienced God's servant.
那么还有就是我们看见这个提摩太前书第三章那里讲到信徒也可以看见教会里面某一些人合乎长老的资格大家一同把他选出来的。
Also in 1 Timothy 3, we see where Christians who...may recognize the qualities of the elders and elect them.
所以这个应该不是一个很大的问题。
So this is not a very, very, important, not very, big problem.
我们教会中有一位热心服侍主的肢体，他与另外一位灵命较软弱的肢体有摩擦，后者常在许多人面前讲前者之短处，对教会有很大的损亏损。已经有人劝前者，就是例如热心服侍主的自己，与我与后者和好交通，而前者坚持无此负担，这个是应该如何处理？因为这个问题对教会整体的见证有很大的拦阻。There is a very faithful member of our church who has some difficulty with another member who is somewhat weak. And the latter spread a lot of rumors before people about the former. And this creates this causes the church to a lot of problems. So there are some people who had counseled the faithful member to seek reconciliation and fellowship with the other person, and yet he refused because he did not feel that he is moved. He has this same moving. How should we handle this problem?This is a very, very important problem because the witness of the entire church has been, delayed. Not delayed, but...
我建议写这个条子的弟兄或者是姊妹先做一件事。
I suggest whoever written this, do one thing first.
要这个软弱的肢体不要再散布谣言。
That he should ask the person who is weak not to spread any more rumors.
这个是我相信爱心的第一个反应，应该是如此。
I believe this should be the first reaction of love.
那么至于这个这个两者之间的摩擦到底是什么原因呢？
As to what is the reason for this friction?
那么如果是关于真理方面，这个软弱的肢体有了毛病。
If this is a matter of truth, and if there is some problem with the, that weak, weak member.
那个如果是那个热心的肢体对于他已经多次劝勉还没有悔改。
If the other person had counsel and,and talk to the weak member, and yet he or she will not repent.
以至于到现在觉得没有感动，再去帮助他。
So that now he doesn't feel the move by God to help him anymore.
我觉得这是对的。
I feel this is correct.
那如果是为了个人的利害冲突
，But if it's just due to some conflict of personalities,
我相信这个。热心爱主的弟兄或者是姊妹是应该会去跟他交谈，他去解决这个问题。
I think reconciliation should be sought.
所以发现这个问题的人一定要把或者问题的本质把它搞清楚。
So whoever has discovered this problem should find out the reality of the problem.
那要从真理的角度发现问题的本质，就容易找着这一个处理的方法。
So you should look at the reality problem in the light of the truth, so that we may seek a solution.
牧师在教会的职分是什么？牧师与教会的关系是什么？教会的雇工还是对教还是对神有责任的雇工？在什么情形之下才可要求牧师辞职？这是要就是一说合乎真理的要求牧师辞职。
several questions about pastor. One, first one is, what is the standing responsibility of the pastor in the church? And what is the relationship between the pastor and the church? Is he just an employee of the church, or is he an employee with responsibility only to God? Under what condition can one ask the pastor to resign according to scriptural truth?
这好像有一点造反的作风。
It's an uprising.
But 这是一个很实在的问题。 It's
a very practical problem, however.
教会里面牧师的职分，我们知道是主要是牧养群羊。
We know the job of pastor is to pastor, to minister the sheep.
所以要用真理来造就信徒。
So it should edify the members through truth.
在他们灵性的生活上，人生的道路上，各方面做一个好的引导者。
So he should be a good leader in terms of spiritual life as well as personal life.
在这一方面，做牧师的自己本身也要做好的榜样。
So a pastor himself should set a very good example.
那这是一个牧人应该有的一种见证。
This is the necessary witness of a pastor.
主耶稣说他是好牧人。
Christ said he's a good shepherd.
他放出自己的羊来，他就在前头走。
He let out his sheep and he walked in front of them.
就是他留下一个可以效法的那个榜样。
So he left an example which we can follow.
所以这个工作的确是不是很容易的。
This is a very difficult work.
所以了解这一点呢，弟兄姊妹，就不会把它当过故宫。
So if we understand this, then we will not regard him as an employee.
那么至于跟教会关系是怎么样呢？
As to what is the relationship between the pastor and the church?
这好像指着实际上就是讲到这个牧师的去留的问题。
It seems like it's talking about the whether the pastor should stay or leave.
现在这方面的一种形态啊是多得不得了。
We seem to have a lot of situation in this category.
有的有宗派呢，他只有派得来调得去，是由上面来主管一切。
Well, there are certain denominations, their denominational office decides that. They will send someone here or send someone somewhere else.
有的教会呢，是他自己创立的，他就永远在那里，你也赶不掉的。
There are certain churches that the pastors establish and he's there all the time, you can't kick him out.
那么还有一些教会说，我们把他请来了，要投票，少一票你就要走路。
So there are other churches that we invite you to come, so we take a vote. If you fall one vote short, you're gone.
我个人觉得这些都不是很好的现象。
I feel that none of these is a good phenomenon.
这都是人灵性不成熟的一种表现。
This is sort of expression of spiritual immaturity.
按照我个人觉得最理想是传道人他应该有托付，知道他在这里做什么。
I feel that ideally a preacher should have a sense of responsibility. He knows what he's supposed to do.
他的任务完成，应该他知道神把他带哪里去，他要走路。
So if he had fulfilled his responsibility, he should know where God leads him to.
那弟兄姊妹对于这件事情只能从旁祷告啊，那尊重他们的带领。
And brother and sister should pray and should honor God's leading.
那但是这样子好像有点太疏灵，太抽象一点。
But this may sound like very spiritual, very abstract.
那所以如果能够有一个这个合约，我觉得也算不错。
So if we have a covenant, agreement, maybe it's good.
那么双方有一定的限制，但也有一定的自由。
So there are some limitation and certain freedom on both sides.
如果这个某个时候信徒觉得我们不能受帮助，我们也做好时候预先告诉传道人，或者传道人我要走，什么时候预先告诉教会，那这样子大家就不会有太大的困难。
So if the members feel that they're not getting the help they require, or the pastor feel that he's led to go somewhere else,a certain period of notification perhaps would be helpful.
我个人坚决反对吵架打架而走。
I'm against when one have to fight before we leave.
问题解答，继续问题解答以前，有人做了一个打油诗。我这个我大概不能翻译，我只是把它念一下啊。说是加乐椒加，请你们不要笑啊。等到我念完以后呢，一共有四节啊。这个慢，加乐椒加辣椒，有人为他祷告。加乐椒加辣椒到处跑，变主道啊，那个是变主道。加乐椒加辣椒，约伯记讲得好。加乐椒加辣椒，在大陆受煎熬。这是留给你做一个纪念。
这也是我传道的第一次记录。
下面这里有一连串的问题，是有关于团契跟教会的关系。第一个问题是教会是不是团契是不是教会，团契是不是也是教会。若是回答不是或者是不完全，那么有中国团契是否应该成立中国教会。第三，若是已经有中国教会，是否不应该有中国团契的存在。 Question here is relating to the relationship between fellowship and church. First of all, is a fellowship, a Christian fellowship or a Bible study also a church? If the answer is no or not exactly, thenIf you have a Chinese Christian fellowship, should you not also establish a Chinese church? Then the third question, if we already have a Chinese church, then should or should we not have a Chinese fellowship?
我们已经讲过这个团契不是教会。
We have already said that a fellowship is not a church.
一个教会可以有好多的团契，但是一个团契不是一个教会。
A church may have several fellowships, but a fellowship is not the church.
我们知道这个团契是有相当的范围的。
We know that the fellowship has a certain area.
所以说有青年团契，有这个老年团契，也有妇女团契，有弟兄团契等等。
We may have a fellowship for the youth, for the older senior citizens, or the women, or others.
但是教会却是一切都包括在内。
But the church includes everybody.
但是有的时候呢，这个团契在的地方不一定有教会在的地方。
But sometimes,A place may have a fellowship, but it may not have a church.
比如说有些小的城市有大学，大学里面有查经班，有团契。
For instance, in certain cities, there may be universities where the fellowship or Bible studies exist.
那我们说有中国团契，是不应该成立有中国教会呢？
And the question would be asked, If you have Chinese fellowship, should you not also establish a Chinese church?
首先我们知道这个 教会没有这个种族和国籍的这个分别。
First of all, we should say that the church has no distinction of nationality.
所以要有中国教会的成立呢，是因为有一些事实上需要啊，并且有神这样带领，为了他的工作能够更快的传扬。
The reason that we have Chinese church is because of circumstances where the and also the leading of God, so that His ministry can be advanced.
那我们晓得，如果有一个地方有许多的中国人，而是美国的或者是当地的教会很难很快的把福音传给这些人。
So if we have known a certain place where a large Chinese population and the American churches find it very difficult to reach these Chinese people.
而在这中国基督徒里面有一些人有神的感动要向这些人传福音。
But among the Chinese Christians, if they are led by God to preach the gospel to their own people,
那所以这两个条件呢是构成可以往这个方向去发展。
If both of these requirements are met, then we can develop in this direction.
那实际上呢，这是一个一个时间神的一个特别的带领。
In actual case, this is a particular solution for this particular time.
那至于说是为了我们中国人呢，大家在一起不愿意到这个老美的礼拜堂做礼拜，那个是不是一个适当的理由
？So it will not be an appropriate reason if we only feel that we Chinese we don't want to mix with Americans and worship with them. That is not a valid reason.
那么至于讲到已经有中国教会，是不是应该成立中国团契，这也是要看实际的需要而定的。
And the question as to if we already have a Chinese church, should we or should not we have another Chinese fellowship? This also depends on circumstances.
那我们看见有好多时候教会的力量比较太分散，而不能够很集中的在校园里头看顾青年基督徒，并且向校园的这个非基督徒传福音，所以有一个团契存在。的确是非常好的一件事。
Sometimes, if the efforts of the church is spread out, it cannot be concentrated in the campus on a campus ministry. Then perhaps it's good to have a fellowship to concentrate on reaching the unbelievers among the students.
但是我们在团契的工作里面，不要忘记应该有一个目标。
But we should remember that the work of the fellowship should have a purpose.
就是我自己也应该有教会的生活。
That is, each of us should have a life in the church.
我们带领了一个人信主，一个学生信主之后，应该把他带入到教会里去。
After we have led somebody to Christ, we should also urge him to join a church.
我们已经讲过，教会是神心意的中心。
We have already said church is the heart, is the it's pleasing in God's sight.
那但是团契呢，却是我们属灵生活的一部分或者一个过程。
But the fellowship is only part of our spiritual life.
那我们不能够把一个工作做到一半以后呢就没有想到长久的利益。
So we cannot just do the work halfway and not looking at the in the long view.
今天有些地方教会跟团契的关系搞不好。
Today there are a lot of places where there's friction between the church and the fellowship.
这个责任是两方面的。
The responsibility fall among both parties.
因为有一些人在团契里头出生了，他永远就留恋团契的生活。
Some people have started in the fellowship, so they stay in that fellowship.
所以跟我从前的观念一样，喜欢有一个青年教会。
That's the same way that I felt before. I would like to have a church made consisted of all young people.
因为我也是团契里得救的。
Because I was saved through the fellowship.
那所以在这团契里面，我们大家真是如鱼得水啊，这是很方便的一件事。
So I was very at home in the atmosphere of the fellowship.
可是这个啊，慢慢就发现会行不通。
But I've learned that as time goes, there are problems.
你想，你到年纪老了，带着太太、儿子、孙子去团契吗？
So can you imagine that when you are become elderly, that you bring your wife and your children into the fellowship?
恐怕那些团契说你不应该来，你怎么来了？
So the other people in the fellowship may reject you.
所以这个你晓得不是一个啊一个正常的现象。
So this is a not a normal situation.
所以必须要以教会做我们这个属灵的家的一个观念养出来养成。
So we need to have a concept that the church is our spiritual home.
但另外一方面，我们传道人有的时候也为团契制造一些麻烦。
On the other hand, some of us pastors may create problems for the fellowship.
总想把什么工作都按在放在自己的控制之下。
We like to control everything, all the work.
那因此，好像学校里面的团契也是属于我们教会的。
So we believe, so we feel that the fellowship from the university should also belong to the church.
我这个是越过了他的这个工作范围之外。
This is sort of overstepping the bound of his ministry.
传道人只能给这个团契，比如说学校里面团契的弟兄姊妹，给予啊这个这个善意的建议和指导。
The pastor should always help with good intentions the work of the fellowship.
并且给他们在实际需要上一些帮助。
And should give a practical help to the fellowship.
也教导他们这些负责的弟兄姊妹、信主的人应该有教会的生活。
And also teach them that teach the responsible leaders of the fellowship that they should have a life in the church.
但是不要勉强这些人一定要到自己的教会里来。
But you should not compel people to come into your own church.
让他们自己祷告，他们喜欢到什么教会，就让他们到什么教会去。当然要纯正信仰。
Should encourage them to pray as to God's leading which church they should attend.
那因为我们知道，在一个学校里面，这个团契的这个成员不一定是来自一个